Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving headfirst into the fascinating world of AI disruption. DeepSeek, a Chinese AI firm, is making waves, and Wall Street doesn't know what to think.
Right? It's like David versus Goliath, but with algorithms. This DeepSeek's mobile app topping the App Store charts is wild. But can they really deliver GPT-4 level performance at a fraction of the cost? Color me skeptical.
Well, Jeffrey seems pretty shook, saying DeepSeek's efficiency is puncturing the CapEx euphoria after Meta and Microsoft's massive spending announcements. $60 billion each. Suddenly that looks a tad excessive?
Haha, a tad. But Citi isn't buying it completely. They're questioning if DeepSeek really pulled this off without some serious GPU power behind the scenes. Makes you wonder.
True. And Bernstein? They're calling out the Twitterverse panic, saying DeepSeek didn't actually build OpenAI for $5 million. But they also acknowledge the need for this kind of innovation if AI is going to keep progressing. I see. Interesting.
It's a crucial point. Even if DeepSeek's claims are slightly exaggerated, they're pushing the boundaries, forcing everyone to think about efficiency. Goldman Sachs is already talking about lowered barriers to entry and increased competition between tech giants and startups. Got it.
Exactly. And don't forget Morgan Stanley. They're envisioning generative AI running on everything from supercomputers down to personal computers. Think about the implications for chip manufacturers. This could be huge. Huge.
Absolutely. And what about JP Morgan's take on DeepSeek's subversive claim that more investment doesn't equal more innovation? It's a bold statement, challenging the very foundation of how these big tech companies operate. It makes you think.
For sure. And UBS points out how DeepSeek's efficiency could shift data center demand from remote areas for power-hungry training to locations closer to users for faster inference. This has major implications for the entire data center industry.
It's all connected. It's like a chain reaction. DeepSeek throws a pebble, and the ripples spread across the entire tech landscape. It's really interesting.
I couldn't have put it better myself. DeepSeek may not be a god, as they say, but they're certainly shaking things up. And that's good for innovation, good for competition, and ultimately, good for us, the users. So, until next time, bye from Nutty's Show.
Goodbye.